欢迎您收听城市丰收讲道播客。您即将收听的是康熙牧师的信息。
This morning, let's read together Matthew 4 and verse 16.
今早我们一起来看马太福音四章十六节。
It is shown on your screen, so why don't we all read together?
好，这个在荧幕上，我们一起来念，好不好
？Matthew 4:16.
马太福音四章十六节。
All together, starting now. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light.And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned.
马太福音四章十六节说到，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
The end of December has the longest and darkest nights of the year.
十二月呢，有这一年呢最漫长、最黑暗的夜晚。
And God uses Christmas to remind us that when we go through dark times, He's always very near to us.
上帝使用圣诞节来提醒我们说，当我们经过黑暗的时候，他总是非常亲近我们。
And that's the reason why this morning.We want to celebrate Jesus with a candlelight service.
这就是为什么呢？今早我们用一个烛光崇拜的来欢庆耶稣。
Because in a small, smelly manger, Joseph and Mary probably had to lit a little candle to see the face of baby Jesus.
因为在那又小又臭的马槽里面，约瑟跟玛利亚很可能呢要点亮蜡烛才可以看到婴儿耶稣。
And really, this is the message of Christmas.
这真的呢就是圣诞节的信息。
That in your darkest darkness, God is always with you.
在你最黑暗的黑暗当中，神总是与你同在。
God the Father is the Father of lights.
父神他是众光之父。
Jesus Christ the Son is the light of the world.
耶稣基督圣子呢，他是世界的光。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who gives the light.
而是圣灵呢，带来了光明。
So the message of Christmas is this.
圣诞节的信息告诉我们说
，Do not be afraid.
不要害怕。
I will be the light in your darkness.
我是你黑暗中的光明。
And the truth is, all of us, we go through dark times.
事实上，我们都会经过黑暗的时期。
We experience a sickness, a loss, a betrayal.
我们会经历疾病、失去的人或被出卖。
A heartbreak, a divorce.
或有心碎、离婚。
Sometimes bad things happen that we don't understand.
有时候不好的事情发生是我们不明白的。
You've been faithfully working in a company for 20 years.
你忠心在一家公司呢工作了二十年。
And suddenly it's downsizing and you got retrenched.
突然间的工资缩小，你被裁员了。
You put your savings in an investment that's supposed to be very safe.
你把一生的积蓄投在一个呢本来很安全的投资里面。
Suddenly the market went downwards and you lost everything.
突然间呢市场崩盘，你失去了一切。
The person you have fallen in love with, been courting for 7-8 years.
你爱上的那个人啊，你们交往了七八年。
Suddenly decides to walk out on you.
他突然间决定离开了你。
I have a preacher friend who's, you know, pray for so many sick people and they were healed.
你知道我有个传道人朋友呢，他为很多的病人祷告，他们都得医治了。
But she herself had miscarriages 4 times in a row.
但她自己呢，却经历四次的流产。
Just imagine that, lost the babies 4 times, 4 in a row.
你可以想象吗？她一连串失去了四个孩子。
In moments like this, it's very easy to get discouraged.And give up on your life, on your visions and dreams.
在这样的时刻，你很容易沮丧，放弃生命意向跟梦想。
But Christmas is an annual reminder.
但圣诞节每一年都提醒我们。
No matter how dark and grim everything looks, God is always there with you.
不管一切看是多么的黑暗跟暗淡，上帝他总是与你同在。
God is not far away.
他离你不遥远。
God is nearer than you can ever imagine.
他比你想象的更亲近你。
Solomon realized this.
所以所罗门他发现了这一点。
So he wrote in 1 Kings 8 and verse 12.
他在列王记上的八章十二节里面就写到说
that God dwells with you in the thick darkness.
他说神与你住在幽暗之处。
God is not just at the fringe of the darkness.
上帝不单单的是在黑暗的边缘。
He's dwelling in the thick darkness with you.
他是与你住在幽暗之处。
When you're in despair.
当你在绝望当中。
When you're depressed.
当你忧郁了。
When you feel defeated and all your hopes are gone.
当你感觉挫败了，你所有的希望都没了。
God is right there with you.
神总是与你同在。
He's working for you. He's working in you. until you come out of it victoriously.
他在你里面工作，为你来工作，叫你可以得胜的走出来。
And you must invite him into your difficulties.
你必须要邀请他进到你的困难。
Lord, please come into the hospital room as I go through my chemotherapy.
上帝，当我在做化疗的时候，求你进到我的医院房间。
Come into the trouble and injustice that I face in my workplace.
进到呢我在工作场所里面的困难跟不公平。
Lord, come into this panic anxiety that I struggle with every morning.
主啊，进到我每天早上面临的恐慌里面。
You know, Allison Wee was the first runner-up of Mrs. Singapore Chinatown last year.
黄月玲呢，她是去年新加坡华裔妇人选美比赛的亚军。
2 weeks prior to the finals, she felt a sharp pain in her body.
这个决赛前的两个星期呢，她感觉身体有剧痛。
So Allison went to the doctor, and the CT scan showed 70% of her liver was filled with tumors.
大家去看医生的时候呢，这个断层扫描显示她的肝有70%都有肿瘤。
The PET scan showed she had tumors in her lungs, in her breast, in her lymph nodes, even in her spine.
她的 PET 扫描显示说呢，她的胸部、淋巴结、脊椎跟肺部都有肿瘤。
They did a biopsy on her.
他们就做了一个活检报告。
And it was confirmed she has stage 4 cancer.
证实说呢，她有第四期的癌症。
Her doctor gave her 3 to 6 months to live.
医生说她剩下3到6个月的寿命。
The news shook Allison.
这样的消息呢，让月玲很震惊。
Most of all, she was worried for her husband and her 4 children.
她最担心的是她的丈夫跟4个孩子。
But during last year's candlelight service,
但去年的烛光崇拜，
she came to this service, she came to our church,
来到了我们的教会，
and she responded to the altar call.
她也回应了。
Allison put her faith in Jesus for healing.
月玲相信了耶稣可以来医治她。
And she joined a cell group to be her community of faith and pillar of strength.
她参加了小组，成为她信心的社群跟支柱的力量。
That's why every one of you should be a part of a cell group.
所以你们都要参加小组的。
We all should belong to a spiritual family.
我们都要属于一个属灵的家庭。
Her cell group friends prayed for her fervently.
她小组的朋友呢，不断地为她来祷告。
Allison also joined our cancer care support group led by Pastor Ed.
月玲呢，也参加呢Edmund传道所带领的这个癌症关怀小组。
So the stories of our members who are cancer survivors, it kept her faith going strong.
所以我们的会友呢，很多是癌症生还者，他们的见证呢，让她可以继续的相信。
So in January, after all the praying,
在一月份呢，在他们的祷告之后
，She went back for her second PET scan. All her tumors were gone.
她回去呢做第二次的 PET 扫描，所有的肿瘤都没了。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Today, her liver, previously filled with cancer, is functioning normally.
今天她的肝呢，之前有癌症的呢，现在已经正常运作了。
Even the doctor admits it's a real miracle.
甚至连医生说呢，这真的是一个神迹。
Listen, church, I'm not telling you something that happened 10 years ago.
我跟你讲的不是10年前发生的事情哦。
This is just a recent thing.
这是最近才发生的。
It's already been 1 full year, and today there's no more cancer in Allison. Hallelujah.
已经1年了，今天月龄已经完全没有癌症了。Hallelujah.
And yesterday in the afternoon, she was water baptized right here at Hall 605.
昨天呢，就在605厅呢，月玲她也受洗了。
Come on, you want to clap? Let's give the Lord a big clap.
你要拍掌的话，为主热烈拍掌。
胜利的呼喊 ，Hallelujah! The fact that God dwells with you in the darkness means.He doesn't always get you out of the dark place immediately.
你知道上帝和你一起住在黑暗的地方，代表说他不会马上带你离开这暗黑暗的地方。
Sometimes, if you only focus on God, bring you out of your difficulty quickly, instantly.
有时候呢，如果你是专注说上帝可以马上立刻带你离开困难
，You become very impatient.
你变得很没有耐心。
God, why like that?
上帝为什么会这样子呢
？Why so long?
为什么那么久呢
？You will get discouraged and you will get frustrated.
你变得挫折和沮丧。
But God doesn't work according to your timetable.
但上帝呢，不按照你的时间表来工作。
Sometimes it will take longer than you like.
有时候呢，会花的比你想要更长一些。
Other times, He knows that what you want will only harm you and it's not good for you.
而有时候他知道说你所想要的会伤害你，对你是不好的。
And God always has something better in store.
上帝总是为你预备更好的事情。
That is why you must learn to trust God.
你要学习来信靠他。
He gives us a promise in Isaiah 43 and verse 2.
他在以赛亚书43章呢，2节给了我们一个应许。
Let's all read together, okay?
好，我们一起来念。
Starting now, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned.
圣经说呢，你从水中经过，我必与你同在；你从火中行过，必不被烧。
Now you notice God never says, "I will keep you from the flood."
上帝没有说呢，我保守你呢，不用面对洪水。
Or you will never face any fire.
或是你生命呢，不会有任何的火炼。
No, friends, the challenges of life.Will come.
不是的，朋友们，你生命的挑战一定会发生的。
There will be hardships that you don't always understand.
你会面临你不明白的一些艰难。
Just think about my pastor friend.
好，你想我这个牧师朋友好了。
A successful evangelist, a pastor, and yet four miscarriages herself.
他是一个非常成功的牧师跟布道家，但自己面临了四次的流产。
But this is life.
但这就是人生。
It happens to the best of us.
而且会发生在呢所有最好的人身上。
Jesus says it rains on both the righteous and the unrighteous.
耶稣说呢雨是降在义人和不义的人身上。
But God's promise to his children is this.
但上帝应许他的孩子说
I will be with you in the flood.
在这火中我必与你同在。
I will be with you in the fire.
在大水当中我必与你同在。
In the darkness.
在黑暗当中我也与你同在。
When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am with you.
当你经过死荫的幽谷，我必与你同在。
Psalms 23 and verse 5, right?
那是诗篇二十三篇，对吗？
Why doesn't God just take you out immediately?
上帝为什么不马上带你离开呢?
Because he often uses the dark places for your good.
因为他常常使用这个黑暗的地方是叫你得益处。
To change you, to make you better, to take you higher.
改变你，使你成为更好，使你成为更高一层楼。
Turn to your neighbors and say, God is taking you higher.
告诉人说呢，上帝要带你更上一层楼。
In John 12:24,
在约翰福音十二章二十四节
，Jesus says, every human life is like a seed, like a kernel of wheat.
耶稣说，每个人类的生命呢，就像是一颗种子，一粒麦子。
Now, in a seed is great potential to bear fruit, to become a great tree.
这个种子有很大的潜能呢，可以开花结果，成为参天大树。
But a seed cannot germinate in the light.
但这种子没有办法在光明里面发芽。
As long as the seed stays on the shelf, it will never become what it's created to be.
只要种子留在柜子上呢，是永远不可能成为它受造成为的。
Jesus says it remains only.A single seed.
耶稣说他仍旧是一粒。
Nothing happens.
没有事情发生。
But the seed must first fall into the ground.
但这个种子要先落在地里。
You must plant it in the soil.
你要把它种在呢泥土里。
In a dark place.
在黑暗的地方。
So that what's on the inside can come to life.
好在它里面的可以活过来。
In the same way, you are that seed.
同样的，你们就是那一颗种子。
Every one of you.There are great visions and dreams, talents and potential on the inside.
你们每一个人里面有极大的才华、能力跟潜能。
Some of you can sing and dance.
你们有一些人非常会唱歌跟跳舞。
So good with music.
非常会做音乐。
Drawing, designing with the creative arts.
非常有创意的会绘画跟设计。
Some of you are so good in languages.
你们有些人非常擅长语言。
You can speak and write so well.
你写的跟说的都很好。
You can break down complex issues into clear policies.
把复杂的问题呢简化成很清楚的政策。
Some of you are good in business.
你没有经验擅长做生意。
You're gifted in earning money.
你非常会赚钱。
Because you know what people want and how to best serve their needs.
你知道人们想要什么，你知道怎么样去服务他们的需要。
Some of you are anointed for ministry.
你们有些人有服事的恩膏。
You're gifted in preaching, in pastoring, in counseling.
你有教导啊，牧养、辅导、讲道的恩赐。
Moving in the spirit, when you pray, miracles happen.
你可以运行在超自然里面，你祷告的时候的神迹就要发生。
It's a gift.
这个是恩赐。
But all these potential that God has gifted you with, they only come to life in the dark place.
但这些上帝给你的潜能呢，唯有在黑暗的地方才会活过来。
In fact, too much of a good thing.Can sometimes hinder your growth.
你知道有时候呢，一个好的东西太多呢，会拦阻你的成长。
For the seed, too much light can stunt the germination process.
对种子来说呢，光明太多的话呢，可以阻碍那发芽的过程。
So if you want your life to be trouble free,
如果你希望你的生活呢是一帆风顺
，only blessing, 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 everything easy peasy.
啊，我只要祝福啦，祝福啦，一切都顺顺利利的。
Then you will never grow in God.
那在神里面你没有办法成长的。
Unless the seed is planted in a dark place, there won't be any fruit or harvest.
除非种子种在黑暗的地方，要不然没有办法开花结果。
And you ask that seed, you know what it will say to you?
如果你问种子的话呢，他会怎么对你说
？I don't like to be in the dark.
我才不喜欢在黑暗里面。
It is so lonely and uncomfortable here.
这里很孤独，很不舒服。
I don't like people always walking and trampling over me.
我不喜欢人们总是踩在我上面。
But friends, the seed is not buried.
但朋友们，这个种子不是被埋了。
It is planted.
它是种在地里。
And it has the resurrection life of the Holy Spirit on the inside.
它里面有圣灵复活的生命。
Over time, something beautiful will blossom.
而慢慢的，它会开花结果。
Turn to your neighbors and say, God is making your life beautiful.
告诉他们说呢，上帝要使你的生命开花结果。
One of the most powerful scriptures is Isaiah 45 and verse 3.
圣经的最大的一节经文在以赛亚书四十五章三节。
I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of the secret places.
我要将暗中的宝物和隐秘的财宝赐给你。
That you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel.
使你知道提名召你的就是我耶华以色列的神。
There are some treasures that God wants to give to you, but they can only be found in the dark places.
有些宝物呢是上帝要赐给你，但只有在黑暗的地方可以找到。
Treasures of darkness.
是。暗中的宝物。
Now, let me be clear. God is not the cause of your sickness or hardships.
但我们要很清楚知道呢，上帝不是我们疾病跟艰难的源头。
But God uses everything in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, to change you and strengthen you.
但上帝使用你生命所有的一切，好的、坏的、丑陋的，来改变你和坚固你。
Because only in the dark places can we really grow and become more like Jesus.
因为唯有在黑暗的地方，我们才可以真的成长，越来越像耶稣。
For example,It's only when you're hurt and offended that you can learn the power of forgiveness.
是的，唯有在你呢受伤、被冒犯的时候，你才学习饶恕的大能。
And without being a forgiving person, you'll be stuck in life. You'll be angry all the time.
如果你不是一个饶恕的人的话，你会困在生命里面，你走得不远。
You can't go far.
你没有办法走远。
And you cannot draw closer to God.
你没有办法亲近神。
But the more forgiving you are,The more loving you become.
当你越多的饶恕，就越多有爱。
But to get this treasure, you must dwell in a season of darkness when you are hurt, misunderstood, and offended.
当得到这个宝物的话呢，你要有一段时间住在一个黑暗的时期，当你感到被冒犯、被误解、被伤害。
Only in the dark places will you learn patience and forbearance.
只有在黑暗的地方，你学习耐心和容忍。
Because only when there's a delay, you learn to wait on God.
只有在有迟延的时候，你才学习来等候神。
But as you persevere, your spiritual muscles get stronger and stronger.
但是当你坚持的时候呢，你属灵肌肉就越来越强壮。
After a while, you'll soar with wings like eagles.
过一段时间，你就如鹰展翅上腾。
You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint.
你要奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
So your affliction.It's really your spiritual gym to build up your fitness and capacity in the things of God.
所以你的患难其实是属灵的健身房，来建造你在神里面的力量和容量。
In the dark places, you'll pray more. You'll draw closer to God.
在黑暗的地方，你更多祷告，更多的亲近神。
You will learn to be quiet and listen to His voice.
你学习安静聆听神的声音。
And you'll press in deeper and deeper into His love.
你会越来越多的去亲近他的爱。
In the dark places, you will reevaluate your priorities.
在黑暗的地方，你重新评估你的优先次序。
You realize what is really important.
你发现什么是重要的。
You used to be so busy, a workaholic, no time for anyone, no time for your family.
你从前很忙碌，是个工作狂，没有时间陪任何人和家人。
All of a sudden, in a hard time, you have a new appreciation.For your husband, your wife.
突然之间的艰难时刻呢，你开始对丈夫、妻子呢非常非常的感激。
For your elderly parents at home.
你非常感激你家中的年长的父母。
All of a sudden, you know who your real friends are.
突然之间，你知道说你真正的朋友是谁。
I'm sure all of us will agree. One of the greatest treasures of life is having a loyal friend.
我相信大家都会同意说呢，生命中的一个最美好的财宝就是一个忠心的朋友。
But until you go through a very dark time, you won't know who they are.
但除非你经过艰难的时期，要不然你不知道你忠心的朋友是谁。
And when you have gone through enough dark seasons,
当你经过足够的黑暗的时期，
you won't complain so much about the little things in life.
你不会呢那么容易呢对生命中的小事来埋怨。
When some driver cuts into your lane, It's okay.
当有司机呢切入你的跑道的时候呢，没关系。
A waiter is slow to serve you in the restaurant. It's okay.
这个服务员怠慢你的时候呢，没关系。
When your colleague is rude to you, it's all right.
同事呢对你没有礼貌的时候呢，没关系。
You won't get so easily offended and upset and lose your joy.
你不会那么容易的生气跟被冒犯而失去了喜乐。
These are nothing to you.
对你而言呢，没问题的。
Because you have developed a backbone of steel.
因为你培养了呢像铁一般的骨气。
In 2016, our church member Abby founded an IT startup.
在2016年，我们的教会会有 Abby 呢，她成立了一家电脑科技公司。
The early days were so exciting. He had so many contracts.
早期呢，哇，非常的兴奋呢，他收到了很多的合约。
His fledgling company grew to 70 staff.
他刚成立的公司很快成长了70个员工。
But as the years unfolded, he had one challenge after another.
但慢慢的呢，他经历一个又一个的挑战。
Oh, the financial stress was piling up.
哇，财务的压力呢越来越多。
He was betrayed many times by close associates.
很多时候呢，非常要好的伙伴出卖了他。
Many sleepless nights and constant worries.
很多晚上睡不着觉，一直不断的在担忧。
And Abby was always faithful to his 70 workers.
Abby 对他七十个员工呢很忠心。
He never missed a monthly pay.
他从来的都没有拖欠过工资。
He never missed a payroll.
他没有错过工资。
But you can imagine all this stress.Became so overwhelming.
但你可以想象吗？这个压力呢是何等的大。
You know, I mean, you got to pay 70 workers. The contracts is not forthcoming.
哇，你可以想象呢，你要支付七十个员工的薪水，然后合约呢，但是合约没有进来。
It took a toll on his mental health and his physical well-being.
使他的一个精神呢，还有身体健康受到极大的影响。
Son and I were so worried because we thought he's going to have a nervous breakdown.
我跟耀生很担心，我们害怕他精神崩溃。
So we prayed for Abby and for his wife Rebecca.
我们就为Abby 跟她太太 Rebecca 来祷告。
Finally, after 7 years of hard work, the company finally had a little positive cash flow.
终于呢，她非常努力七年之后呢，这个公司的现金流呢，终于转正了。
So Abby now approached the market to raise funds.
Abby 呢，现在呢，就去找市场呢，来募集资金。
But he faced rejection after rejection.
他面临一次又一次的拒绝。
He tried 20 over VC firms. Everyone shut the door in his face.
他找了二十多家风投公司呢，大家呢都把门关得紧紧的。
Suddenly, 6 months ago, an investor showed an interest.
哎，突然之间六个月前呢，有一个投资人好像感兴趣。
Oh, he was so excited.
哇，他好兴奋啊。
But in the final moment, his company had a last-minute drama.
但是呢，最后一分钟呢，他的公司呢面临了一些紧急的事情。
They almost have to shut down the whole business.
几乎呢，整个公司都要倒闭了。
It seems like everything's over for Abby and his team.
对 Abby 跟团队来说呢，好像一切都结束了。
That weekend was our church special offering weekend.
那个周末呢，就是教会呢收特别奉献的周末。
We are giving to missions.For church planting to help the poor and needy.
我们呢是为这个宣教啊，开拓教会啊，帮助贫穷有需要的人呢来收集奉献。
And the weekend, Brother John Evansini was preaching.
而那个周末呢，约翰亚凡吉尼弟兄他在讲到。
Abby and Rebecca was moved by the sermon and by the Holy Spirit.
而 Abby 跟 Rebecca 呢被圣灵感动。
They want to give sacrificially, even if it meant.They got to shut down the company.
他们想要牺牲和奉献呢，即便代表呢公司呢会倒闭。
But God is so faithful.
但上帝非常的信实。
One month after the special offering, the investor came through.
这个特别奉献周末之后的一个月呢，这个投资人他肯定了。
He invested $5 million.
他投资了美金500万。
And took over all the company loans.
而且呢，他就接手了公司所有的贷款。
Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Hallelujah.
热烈的拍掌。
So his firm, his IT company is now ready to soar.
所以他的公司已经准备好呢，这样子更上一层楼了。
7 years of hardship.
七年的艰难哦。
But you ask Abby, it's not about the money.
但你问 Abby 呢，是不关乎金钱的。
What is the treasures of darkness?
他暗中的宝物是什么呢
？He developed a backbone of steel.
他培养了像铁一般的骨气。
He became more humble.
他更谦卑了。
Closer to God.
更多亲近神。
He loved his wife Rebecca even more.
更多的爱太太 Rebecca.
And his faith in the word has become more resolute and solid.
对神话语的信心呢，是更稳定和坚固了。
I know, I'm your pastor. I know you.
我知道嘛，我是你们的牧师，我了解你们的。
We all like good times, and everything is going our way.
我们都喜欢顺境嘛，一切都顺顺利利。
Yeah, we all like to pray. Oh God, give us more success, more money.
我们都喜欢祷告说，上帝，更多的成功，更多的钱。
More favor, more promotion.
更多的恩惠，让我更多的升职。
Oh, more holiday, more comfort.
更多的度假，更多的舒适。
But God knows.
但上帝知道的。
Only having good times alone will never bring out the best in you.
只有顺境没有办法带出你里面最好的。
Sounds good to have no problem.
哇，没有问题，听起来很好。
Sounds good to have no pain, no struggle.
没有痛苦，没有挣扎，听起来很好。
But it might actually stunt your growth.
但其实呢，它会阻碍你的成长。
You will not develop the fruit of the Spirit.
你没有办法培养圣灵的果子。
You will not become like Jesus.
你不可能像耶稣。
If anything, it will make you soft and weak.
而反而使你变得是软弱和柔弱的。
You become spoiled and indulgent, and you feel entitled.
你变得骄纵跟放纵，你觉得一切都是理所当然的。
And those of you parents, you know this. You can spoil your kids.
做爸爸妈妈，你们知道呢，孩子可以被宠坏的。
And God won't do that because He's a wise Heavenly Father. Hallelujah.
但是你不会这么做，他是一个很有智慧的天父。
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's give the Lord a big hand.
是的，为主热烈拍掌。
For me, it was the lonely nights.
对我而言呢，是那些孤单的夜晚。
Those times when I didn't think I have any more future.
那个时候我感觉自己已经没有未来了。
I couldn't see a way out.
我看不出出路。
That's when I learned to pray and trust God and wait quietly for Him.
那个时候我学习祷告，信靠神，悄悄地等候他。
Learning to be patient and develop an unshakable confidence in the Lord.
学习有耐心，在主里面培养一个不动摇的信心。
It's only those times my faith is stretched and strengthened and increased.
那个时候呢，我的信心得扩张、跟增强、跟增加。
Fact is this, most people never pray in the good times.
你知道呢，顺境的时候呢，大多数人都不祷告的。
Right, I know you. When times are good, you don't pray.
我知道的，你知道顺境的时候你们都不祷告啊。
For me, the last 13 years helped me develop my spiritual muscles, even though I didn't like what was happening.
对我而言，过去13年呢，它帮助我培养我的属灵肌肉。虽然我不喜欢发生的事情。
It was tough. It was painful.
它是非常痛苦跟不舒服的。
But it made me better.
但使我成为更好的人。
More humble.More broken towards God.
对神更破碎。
Make me more spiritual and deeper in God.
使我更属灵，在神里面呢有更深的关系。
And this is what I want you to focus on in this candlelight service.
这个烛光崇拜呢，这是我要你所专注的。
No matter what dark places you're in this morning,
不管经常你在什么样黑暗的地方
the light of Jesus Christ is going to shine through.
耶稣基督的光明呢总是会照耀。
And no matter how small, the flicker may seem.
不管呢，这个火呢，现在看似多么的小。
It will make everything beautiful.
它会使一切都成为美丽。
If you believe that, give the Lord a big hand.
你相信的话呢，为之热烈的拍掌。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
胜利的呼喊！
我们这周的信息就到这里，请与我们分享您的想法。您可以写信至 connect@cac.org.sg。